Welcome back to a new episode of Real Estate vs. Technology. Today, we're going to go to Orlando, Florida, and we're going to go ahead and interview someone who is doing things a little bit differently, as we love to be able to have guests on the show that are going to be able to add some value, maybe in a niche or doing something differently that they're doing to have success with their real estate business. If you've already done so, like, subscribe, notification bell. A big thank you to Liftoff Agent for sponsoring our show. And today, we have the one and only Jeannie West on Real Estate vs. Technology. Excited to have you on the show. And talk a little bit about the fact that you do divorce things, being on social media, you're out there just hustling and bustling. So I'm excited to get into all the things. But first and foremost, how the heck did you get real estate? How did this even become about? Was this some goal and dream, or just fell into it?
No, so my entire family is in real estate. My dad did. Yeah, we'll just call my parents investors. We moved a lot. They loved to buy homes, build homes, and then sell them like a year later. So kind of was just like used to that. Then my dad did timeshare. My mom became a real estate agent. My brother, my sister-in-law, my sister and my brother-in-law, like everybody later. Okay, so I was like, I'm not doing it. I went to the medical field. I was a medic, fitness instructor.
Okay.
And then a few years ago, kind of like my marriage on the rocks and whatever. And I'm like, you know, I got to get a plan here. Like, do something that's good for my kids and whatever. Okay. And so I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to get my real estate agent, you know, license, kind of see what happens.
Yeah.
And I actually started as a transaction manager, which is basically you take agents and their contracts from like contract to close.
Got it.
So agents don't like to dot the I's and cross the T's. They like to more just deal with the clients.
Yes.
Where I'm kind of nerdy. I kind of like both sides. I love people, but also like to make sure things are done specifically. And, you know, So that's how I started, kind of to get my feet wet, I guess. And I really made a lot of connections with lenders and title, because you're doing the entire transaction and you are like the main point of contact.
So
my brother was finally like, plan on like, what are you doing here? Like, are you going to like be an agent too? And I'm like, okay. And I just jumped in. And so social media is kind of like one of my pillars.
Yeah.
And my first deal was an agent out of Virginia found me on social media, referred me. It was a multi-million dollar deal in the Villages.
Okay.
And that was like my first deal. And that really kind of got me started. So,
oh my God, got you hooked. Yeah. Do you remember specifically, like, was there something that you did on social that she saw? Like, was there a video or something that you did that worked?
I was consistent. I basically like consistency is key. I mean, we all know that. Yeah. That's what people struggle with, you know?
Yes.
But I wanted to bring my own personality. I didn't want to be like everybody else, you know? So I figured like, what are my passions? Well, my passion is fitness. My passion is promoting other people and real estate. So I just started going around to like businesses and I'm like, hey, I'm Jenny West. I'm a realtor. I love to promote businesses if you promote me. And it just flew. And because I mean, really, you can't have your own business without other people. And I knew that, you know, so I'm like, if I can get people to trust me and connect with me and network with me and I'm doing events, that's the best way to build a clientele.
Yeah.
So, 100%. Yeah. And then my one video that went viral, I still get notifications about it. I did it like last June. Was a stupid video about like, how do you fight flies with, have you ever heard of this? Like, you put water in a bag and a penny.
Yeah.
It's all over. I've never heard of it. So I just went on. I'm like, hey, like, can you tell me, like, explain this to me? It went berserk. Like,
wow.
Over the world, people were like, oh my gosh, my grandma did this. But what was cool was like, it was like cultures connecting. There was a little affair that kind of came out of it, I guess. And it was like, wow, people really want to they want to connect. You know what I mean? That's really the big thing. So for me to go on and just tell you like, oh, you know, buying and selling, that's boring.
Yes.
People want a connection, you know? So
100%. I love that. And it ties into the, it's a really good book I love. It's called The 7 Triggers to Yes. And if you do something for someone else and you just give out information, help, then you never know what comes out of it. Like you even said, like, right. You know, new connections, community connecting, love affair, the whole thing. It's just like, what in the world? And like, you just never know where it's like, doesn't always have to be on brand, I guess you could say.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You having a good old time and having fun. And so how did you, mm-hmm. so with the marriage being rocky, I can imagine things maybe went south, and that's when you like mm-hmm. light bulb moment to get into kind of like specializing in working with people that are going divorces, or how did that even come about?
You ever heard the term like it chose me? I did not go into real estate knowing that I wanted to do like divorce real estate. That just did not appeal to me. I was like, oh, that just sounds so like, oh, you know?
It does.
And yeah, so I kept finding myself though, meeting people, and all they would talk about is, you know, like divorce real estate. And then I went to a class and it was about divorce real estate. And then people started telling me like, you know, I hate to say it, but you have experience. You should really think about doing divorce real estate. And I'm like, and they're like, you have no idea. It's huge because so many people, you know, they're going through the worst thing, one of the worst things of their lives. They're a lot of times faced with selling a home. It kind of turns into two transactions because one or both will buy again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really lucrative when you think about it. But I just know like air is such a process because you've got so many emotions. Sometimes the couple's not even speaking. So you have to kind of be that, like, you almost have, it's like psychology. You have to be
almost a psychologist.
Exactly. So I had a background in psychology too. I'm like, you know, I could really just put all this to use.
Why not? Let's just do it all.
And so I started reaching out to like divorce attorneys, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a real estate agent. Do you have any, you know, clients that need help? And the amount of, I didn't think they would answer me. I'm thinking like, whatever. They're just going to like, whatever. Oh my gosh. I mean, like within the first couple of days, I got at least 15 messages of like, oh my gosh. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, we'll keep you posted or whatever. So I was really like, whoa. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I kind of just like walked into it. And then I have a client that's going through a divorce. The only thing is with divorce real estate, it does not move fast. You are in the process with the courts because you cannot, you know, with the division of assets and all of that stuff. I mean, like my divorce took almost 2 years. So these are not quick sales. These are clients that you are building a relationship with and gaining their trust for a while, you know, and taking them through the process.
Wow. Interesting. Well, no, that's good for our viewers and listeners out there. It's like, find out what calls to you. Like you talked a little bit about just the fitness side of things, sharing other people's content. I think sometimes people try too hard. And I like that you just kind of were just going with whatever, you know, the universe, God, call it what you will, you know, just came to you. And then now the biggest thing is, I think that for individuals listening and viewing is that it does take a long time working with divorces, and divorces are technically recession proof, right? I mean, it's like, it's going to happen. And if you have a steady pipeline, I can imagine it's going to happen the way it's going to happen. And even with your social media, even you aren't pressed to say, hey, I need to produce because I need to get my next transaction. You're like, hey, I already have a steady pipeline. I'm already working with 4, 5, 6 different clients. It's taking time, but I, you know, you can almost like know when things are going to start to align and when things will happen and sell and what have you. And then I love that now you're just kind of flowing online, right? 37,000 plus followers on Instagram. Yeah. And speaking of sharing other people's content, we're just talking about Steven, the rapping realtor, sharing his stuff as well.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So what does it look like when you go through that process? Do you have like a steady, for anyone who out there is maybe thinking like, hey, I just went through a divorce. And like my sister-in-law, she actually just did go through a divorce. And so she was going through some divorce kind of like classes just to like learn, understand. And she was like, oh my God, there might be something here as well. So I might have to send this episode to Michelle Lewis, check her out. She was on our show as well. What does that look like for you? So is it, do you just, is the pipeline grow and then you're just nurturing? And then for anyone who's out there wanting to potentially even get into this world?
A lot of it is like, I could have attorneys call and say, hey, I have clients.
Yeah.
What it's going to look like. Don't know how long, you know, and I just kind of like stick them in my pipeline. Like I said, I have a, you know, I have a client who we've been looking at homes for like, I want to say 4 months, but we're nowhere near settling on the divorce. So we can't really, like, we can see what, you know, you want. So it's really about establishing that relationship, because if you think about it, with the emotions and stuff, you'll find a lot of the women want to stay in the home because I had my kids here, my memories are here.
Yes.
And I get that. But the reality is like, okay, well, let's think about this. If you have a pool, you're going to keep the pool maintenance up and you got to pay for it. You're going to keep the lawn maintenance up and you got to pay for it. Then you're going to clean the house. Then you're going to work because you're going to have to work. And then you're going to take care of the kids. So what does that look like? And I found myself in that position and it was overwhelming. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I literally got out of the house and I literally went into an apartment for a while because I just needed peace, like no caretaking, no nothing. And I just needed to like rest. So for these new seasons, a lot of women are just like, you've got to kind of like talk them through this and say, hey, listen, let's start a new season, but let's go like in a townhome or in a condo, something that's manageable, you know, but you're not like bleeding your finances, taking care of the outside.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't think about that, you know?
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So
I was just in California over the weekend, and a quick little side story in this realm is my uncle, he's getting a divorce, and him and his wife they live in outside of San Francisco, California, a place called San Ramon, California, which is very prestigious, very nice. They live off canyon lakes and, you know, gated community, you know, the whole dream thing, right? You know, beautiful, everything. And so what they're doing is they are living together. And then now it's like, okay, he's going to be in the home for a year. She's going to be in the home for a year. And then he's now back with my grandmother. And so living back home with moms, so they can both have their time, because they did have, you know, 20 years in the house and the kids are now grown and they're moving out. And it's such a big process. So hats off to you or anyone who's listening who wants to get into that world, because I mean, dude, patience is a virtue. I can imagine in your world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't concentrate solely on divorce. I still do just residential and like the normal stuff, because I know it's, you know, it is a process and I can't be waiting like forever, you know, for these clients to be ready and willing. But,
Wow. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about content posting strategies, what you do to put yourself out there. And for anyone who's listening and viewing who likes fitness or who wants to get into, say, sharing other people's content, what's worked for you and maybe some things we can give to the viewers and listeners that they can help them with their businesses.
So I would say when you go to share content, it needs to be you. So when you're trying to be like somebody else, okay, let's take Steven, you know, the rapping realtor.
Yeah.
If I tried to get on there and rap a song, I would look like an idiot because that's not what I do.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you have to kind of keep that mindset. You have to think like, who am I? And you have to be okay with that, you know?
Definitely.
You're not really selling real estate online. You're selling yourself, because you want people to trust you. You want to form that relationship.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of think of your passions. And I thought, you know, I've done fitness forever. That's where I really connect with people. I have like 2 clients that are coming out of that just within the last month, you know, promoting a studio. And then I love to promote, I don't know why, I just love to promote like small businesses. It's fun for me. It's like to do events and whatever. So I just reached down and I thought, who am I? And who do I want? Like, I want the world to see me. So a lot of times we'll tell people like, don't follow. If you're going to try to like make yourself into be somebody else, stop following people. You know what I mean? Do your own thing, you know? And that's going to get you what you want. Authenticity, really.
Yeah.
And then I was invited, I was on a social media platform in Vegas through my brokerage. And, you know, I said out there, like, when you're worried about pretty imperfection, you're going to miss that connection. So you'll see me. Yeah, you'll see me.
You're like, rhyming.
Makeup on. Yeah. I don't have makeup on all the time. I'm sweaty sometimes. My video that went viral, I think I had just worked out. I looked terrible. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this video. And that's the one that went viral. That's
oh my God. Of course.
Like, damn, why didn't I have makeup on there? But people just, they want to see authenticity. Really, you know, and I would just tell anybody that, like, find what makes you and, like, be proud of it.
Yes, 100%. I absolutely love that. And that's why I feel like so many people get so caught up in the how to do it, or, you know,
right.
Oh, I don't look right. And then there's all these excuses instead of just doing it. We actually, on the Lift Off Agent side, sponsored the show, just did a little Tuesday tip. And it was just like, you know, just getting done with the bathroom. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah. Better word than that. Just do it, right? Because so many individuals are like, oh, I got to get studio time, or, oh, I got to have that professional camera. And who cares, man? Yeah. Who cares? And just got to do what you got to do. And I love really quick on the subject matter of promoting other people's businesses. I think that that's such a big thing. I think that there's not enough agents out there promoting small business and being able to, we talked about this on a YouTube video that we did on the Lift Off Agent side, as far as like how to hack Instagram. Like, I feel like you could literally go into your activity feed and you could be seeing all your future clients in your activity feed because of the fact that, like, you go support small business, you go like their page, you go use their coffee shop or whatever the case would be. Tag them, they tag you back. You like some of the people that like their content, then you do an event there, and then they're like, oh my God, like, you're connecting with people that like that small business owner as a gym or the coffee shop or whatever, right? So, so let's talk a little bit about some success that you've had with promoting local business to give some inspiration to someone who's watching right now or listening. Maybe they never thought about doing this, but they always go to a shop or they go to a local restaurant and they even know the owner of this place, and they're a real estate agent. They never even thought to themselves like, oh my God, I could be able to do something with this. So what have you done? What kind of success have you had with, you know, local community?
Well, I'm sure you see a lot about Basecamp Fitness. So Basecamp. Yes. Okay. So that's where I work out. And what I did was, they were newer to the Oviedo area. And I went in there and I was like, hey, I introduced myself. And I just happened to catch the owner, who we clicked. Ooh. Like, yeah, our personalities were just like, you know how you just meet somebody and you just kind of like.
Yeah. Like, you know? Your whole life. You're like, and, I'm living forever.
Exactly. That's kind of how it was. And he's real high energy and whatever. And I'm like, hey, I'm a realtor and y'all are new and I love to promote small businesses. And he was like, what? Like, no, I'm serious. Like, I do a lot on social media and I would love to promote you and just, you know, whatever. And he's like, what? I'm like, would you want to do a video? And he was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So amazing. So I did a whole video. He took me through the studio. I worked out with them. So after class, he was like, listen, he's like, if you keep promoting us, like, we'll give you a free membership. We'll just comp you.
What?
And yeah, you keep promoting us on your page. Come and work out with us. Word of mouth, whatever. Put your business cards, you know, in our studio. And I do their events. Like, I come as a vendor. So they'll do special things and I'll be there as a realtor and I'll work out with their, you know, everybody that comes. So it's been kind of amazing. Yeah. And so it's worked well. So like, they'll share my stories, I share their stories, and it's been great just networking, you know? Wow. So I remember I went into an ice cream shop and I was like, hey, there was like a young girl working. I'm like, hey, can I do a video of your store? And like, I just promoted it on social media. And she goes, I don't know if the owner would want that. I was like, oh no, he'll want it.
Of course.
Everybody wants to be promoted. So, and yeah, they tagged me and they shared it on their page. And so, yeah, I mean, people want, they love when you have genuine interest in them, and that's how you build a business. You need people to build a business. You know, I can't do it by myself.
Yeah. 100%. So, yeah. I love that. And if you agree, comment below, what do you think about that process? Make sure, links are down below. Go follow Jenny. Go check her out and what she's doing and give her some love. But I love the idea of just cross cross-pollination, right? And just serving and supporting. Right. And I feel like there could be so much more of that, because corporations, these big corporation entities and conglomerates, they make it so cold. So you don't really know who you don't know. You're not getting in contact with Jeff Bezos. You're not getting in contact with Mark Zuckerberg. It's like all you do is you hear media and drama and who knows what and all the things that are going on and the slander. But it's like nice to have someone locally. And, you know, it sounds like you basically got like a brand deal. It's like you got a brand deal from just being you and doing your thing. And that's huge. So anyone who's listening and viewing, you want to get a brand deal, you know, get some free coffee, get a free membership, like, be you and get yourself out there and make it happen. And the coffee, the ice cream shop store, that's funny. It's just like, I don't know if they're going to be okay with that. It's just like, well, why would you not like, want your...
I'll be okay with that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you want your business promoted out there. That's freaking super cool. That's awesome. No, I appreciate a lot of really things. I feel like we unpacked it here to be able to give to our listeners and viewers. And that's what we want to do. I wanted you to be able to give back and serve and support and help our industry, because our real estate industry is, it's really, it's actually really small. As big as it is, it's really small. And, you know, you have all these different brokerages and what have you. And it's nice here at Real Estate First Technology to just be more of the neutral party, to be able to have anyone and everyone come on in the space of real estate and be able to talk and give and serve and support and be able to give things like you just did, which is absolutely huge. I love that. So, wow, that's awesome. So what we want to do is we want to, because we're getting closer to the end now, we like to just give, and you've had give so much information. So rewatch the episode, y'all. Take some notes. Go out there. Be a community member. You know, maybe you get a free membership. Who knows what? Definitely go follow Janie. Go follow us as well. What would you like to end our episode with, as far as any advice, anything that you want to give to our viewers and listeners that they could take and apply to their business today? Is there anything that comes up for you?
You know, I think as business owners, we can get really focused on like ourselves and like, how am I going to grow? How am I going to grow? How am I going to grow? But I think, I mean, I would just tell anybody, like, start looking outward, start looking how you can help other people. Even if it's like volunteering in your community or, I mean, like anything you can possibly imagine, get your name out there as somebody that is willing to serve, not just look for business. Door knock. A lot of agents door knock, and they, I feel it's a little intrusive. What I call it is I door drop. And so I come to your door. I do not knock. I do not ring the bell, but I will leave you a little gift and I'll leave you my information. And I just feel like I'm giving, like, I want to give to people. I don't want to just be like, I don't want them to be like, oh my gosh, here she comes. So I think if we get our eyes off ourselves and we start learning and serving other people, and hearing what people need and want, that's huge in growth of anything, really. So that's my advice. I work with a lot of different personalities, and the ones that are successful are the ones that are serving other people.
100%. And you hit the nail on the head. It's what it is, right? And even stopping by at someone's house, there's things that we can do as far as gifts that cost next to nothing to give back is huge. It doesn't matter if it's a sports calendar, a calendar just in general. It could be anything. It could be like a beer can opener or just something just super, super simple, right? It's like a pen, whatever. But I love that. And that's where I feel like we're all wanting to do. And those that have more success are the ones that give and serve and support and help and not really expect anything in return. So that's why we really wanted to have you on the show, because you could tell just who you are and the content you're putting out there and the way that you're showing up is absolutely awesome. And congratulations to you, of course, and all your success. Looking forward to seeing your content. Go like, follow, connect with Janie down below, Janie. And then we would love to be able to, who knows, maybe another year or so, have you back on the show, see what's new, maybe hit another, maybe go viral again, you know?
I mean,
you never know.
I'm going to drop one suggestion. Since Easter's coming up, what I did last year was the neighborhood I was living in. I went around and I left little, just little advertisements. And I said, hey, I'm your neighbor. I'm a realtor. Yeah. And if you have kids and you wouldn't mind if I can decorate your yard and they can come out and like look for eggs in the morning, just something, you know, whatever. So I had people message me like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'd love that. So I would get a count of the kids. And then at night, the night before Easter, I had about 5 teenagers with me. We pulled a wagon around the neighborhood and we just totally decked out the houses with eggs and whatever. And you saw all these little kids in the morning, like running around the yard looking for eggs. But I got, you know, clients out of that. So, you know, anything that you're doing that people are like, wow, that really, you know, went out of their way to do, and makes them feel special, it gets you clients.
Wow. Bonus content. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'm sure there's going to be at least one person that can take what they've learned today to apply their business. So we'll give her a call. Mm-hmm. Give her a follow.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate it. If you're in Orlando, hit her up if you need real estate services. And you really appreciate you being on the show today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And to all of our viewers and listeners, it is our intention for you to take things from our show to apply to your business, have more massive success. Thanks, Liftoff, for sponsoring. Subscribe, notification bell, Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time to go live with our podcast. We'll see you all on the next one.